Wednesday, 11th of July, 1855. Got up by sunrise, dressed, and had breakfast. Went down to go to work at the hole in Gravelpits Reef at the back of Cap's tin shop. Met the party there, the shaft being in a bad state. It was agreed that three should take a day about to repair it, tomorrow being my day with Bill Lambert and Jack Tom. Went down to Gravelpits accompanied by Bill Lambert and went into Forbes Hole, but did not find him there. Came out and crossed on the opposite side, where we found the ground that had been left a few days ago re-rushed again on account of a hole at the back of Eureka Jack's, said to have nuggeted 60-pound weight last night. Met Donald Kennedy, who laid us onto a claim. Got an old spade, and Bill and I took possession. Shortly afterwards, a Dundee man came along with a person to put into it, and laid claim to it, but I would not allow him to go into it. He went off with the commissioner, but could not get him. At noon, I went in search of Harry Smith to get his miners right, in case of it being a commissioner case. Met Hugh Weir up at the shop, who gave me a letter from Mr. Morrison enclosing one from Manchester. Went home and had a bit, and on consulting with Harry and Joe, resolved to take possession of Campbell's old claim outside of Harry's present one. Went down and put a spade into it, which sunk down out of sight in the mud. Thereafter went down to Gravelpits with Bill Lambert, where I met the Dundee man, who gave up the contest and took another claim. Left Lambert to Shepherd, and went down to Harry's hole, and down the shaft to leave my watch with Harry. Got up and started off to Slaty Creek to get Campbell to come in and shepherd it. Got into Slaty Creek after sunset very tired. Found Bob and Campbell returning from work and went up to tent with them. Went with Bob to gather charcoal, returned and work and eat supper. Had a few games of cards and found that Campbell could not come in. Bob says this is the first golden hole he has been working in and he thinks he will get a few ounces. He's talking about giving up the bellows, as he cannot give his digger mate justice, and only harasses himself unnecessarily, as it is all trust work. Today the weather has been unsettled. Forenoon sunshine, after cloudy with heavy showers, evening freezing. Turned in with Bob on a 2 feet broad stretcher, heads and heels, and slept pretty soundly, considering.